Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's September 2016. In addition to the healthcare services that the Veterans Health Administration directly provides, VHA purchases care from outside physicians to help ensure that veterans have timely and accessible health care. Two programs that facilitate these services, CHOICE and Patient-Centered Community Care, are operated by contractors and require their physicians to hold certain credentials reflecting their qualifications. A team led by Elizabeth Curta, a director in GAO's healthcare team, recently looked at VHA's role in overseeing the processes that ensure physicians' compliance with these credential requirements. Jacques Arsenault sat down with Elizabeth to talk about what they found.
The Veterans Health Administration contracts out some healthcare services so it can provide more timely service to veterans, but it seems like we're not sure whether all of these healthcare providers have the necessary credentials. Can you tell me about what your team found?
Yes, sure, Jacques. I think the key there is the we're not sure part. We looked at a sample of 100 credentialing files for both contractors that operate the two programs through which community care is provided. And in doing so, we found that there were, on the one hand, in one program, the files looked pretty good and the credentials had been checked and everything looked square. On the other program, the CHOICE Act program, we did find some deficiencies in the credentialing review process.
So then backing up a little bit, can you explain how these contracts work?
VHA contracts with two large networks of providers, TriWest and HealthNet. And the contract calls for them to assemble a network of providers who can provide care in the community. And as part of that responsibility, before a veteran sees one of these physicians in their networks, the contractors are to initially verify that these physicians have the correct credentials to serve patients and are qualified to do so.
So that they have an MD, or if they're supposed to have a specialty, that they have all the
necessary licenses that are unrestricted, that there's a lack of sanctions against them, that they have malpractice insurance, things like that.
Okay. And so it sounds like in one program that seems to be happening, and in the other one, they're not necessarily going through that. Did you find any cases where the physicians don't actually have the credentials, or is it more of an uncertainty issue?
A little bit of both. So, for example, there's basically two types of things that the contractors are responsible for doing when they do credentialing. The first is a timing issue. They have to ensure that the verification occurs before a patient sees the doctor, and then subsequently, on an annual basis, they are supposed to re-verify the credentials. So from a timing perspective, with the CHOICE Act program, we found that the contractors were not consistently doing what they needed to do on time. So in one case, we found that a physician whose credentials had not been verified prior to treating patients, and the verification was done only after we had identified the physician for our sample. So the contractors didn't know that the physician had the right credentials or not. In that case, it turned out that they did. In another case, we found little evidence that the contractors were doing the re-verification they were supposed to be doing. And we also found problems with documentation. The contractors are supposed to document their reviews of the credentials in terms of both who did the credentialing, the date it was done, the source of the information. They are supposed to look at primary documents. And we found that the contractors were generally not re-verifying.
And that re-verification, so that's important to make sure that credentials don't expire?
Right, because things can happen in the meantime and things can change. And I'll give you an example of that. We found with the documentation that one of the contractors had not initially verified six physicians' certification to prescribe controlled substances, which is one of the requirements, and that together these physicians had treated at least 15 patients beforehand.
So it sounds like there are some problems. Can you tell me what is VHA's role here in oversight and making sure that this is happening the way it should be?
Well, I should say that after we conducted our review, the contractors did go back and fix the problems that we identified with our sample. And they also went back and reviewed their policies and procedures to address some of the problems that resulted in these issues that we found. So at the end, we were fairly confident that they had plans in place to provide the corrective actions. The bigger issue for us was the VHA oversight of the contractors. There is a provision of the contract for VHA to provide oversight and have access to information for that purpose. We found that VHA was doing some selective monitoring of the credentials of the providers, and they had done one audit of one of the contractors. However, they were not doing any ongoing or sort of in-depth evaluation of the contractor's processes to find out what the root causes were of the problems that they were identifying. And in fact, VHA was identifying physicians who lacked the proper credentials in their own monitoring.
So then, can you talk about the recommendations that GAO is making in this report?
Sure. Our main recommendation is to VHA that they develop a strategy for how they will oversee these programs going forward to ensure that the processes are being conducted the way they're supposed to be.
And finally, then, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
I think the bottom line is that veterans, whether they are seeking care at a VHA facility or through a contract in the private sector, they need some assurance that the doctors that they're seeing have the proper credentials. So I think going forward, the VHA, they have plans to consolidate their various community care programs into one program. Our recommendation provides a real opportunity for them to revisit their oversight strategy for how they will do credentialing in the future.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.